flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kami Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. We got a heat wave going on in town.
Oh, yeah?
We do?
Yeah. Yeah, it's 15 degrees warmer than it was yesterday.
Whee!
Fine heat wave.
Compared to yesterday?
Not a single digit. Not eight.
Yeah, it was like 15 last night or something crazy. Now it's 30.
Now it's a tropical 32.
It's a heat wave.
A water won't even freeze if you leave it outside for another degree.
Kennedy, say good morning to Alyssa from Lowell.
Lowell. Hi,
Lowell.
Alyssa.
Lowell.
Hey, how you doing?
Lowell.
Good, good.
Lowell.
Lowell.
All right.
Alyssa, you are a middle school phys ed teacher. You are used to shenanigans of 12-year-old boys, right?
Oh, yes, every day.
Okay, well. Hi, I'm Carson.
Welcome to the show.
It's me.
Alyssa, we got to bring dodgeball back in phys ed.
Actually, we play it every now and then.
Catching that rubber ball to the cranium.
What's the
teaches you a lot about life.
There's a newer game they play now, Gaga Ball, Dan. Have you played that?
No.
Oh, it's fun, actually. All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Alyssa?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. Kennedy cannot hear anything that is happening right now. Alyssa, are you ready?
Yep.
35 years ago today, in 1990, the first McDonald's opened in the Soviet Union. They stopped operating in Russia in 2022 due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Who is the primary mascot of McDonald's?
Ronald McDonald.
Question number two. The makers of Stranger Things are developing a new show about residents of a retirement home battling an otherworldly evil. Which decade is Stranger Things set in?
The 80s.
Question number three. Counting Crows drummer Ben Mize turns 54 this weekend. In one of Counting Crows' biggest hits, Big Yellow Taxi, they sing the lyric, "They paved paradise and they put up blank."
I'm not sure.
Another Amazon warehouse.
Question number four. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are two of the most popular celebrities pictured when people read a romance novel, according to a survey. Pitt and Jolie were, of course, married. But can you name the Sling Blade actor Jolie was married to before that?
Not coming to me.
All right, and question number five, Will Smith finally enters the Matrix in his new video, Beautiful Scars. Will Smith notoriously turned down the part of Neo in the Matrix in order to star in Wild Wild West. What is the name of the agent in the Matrix who protects it?
I've actually never seen that movie.
Okay, that's going to be hard to know the answer. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
The first one's great, Alyssa. Then it's a little downhill from there.
Yeah, I'd see that. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Alyssa got 2 out of 5 correct.
Well done, friend. Well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
35 years ago today, 1990, the first McDonald's opened in the Soviet Union. They stopped operating in Russia in 2022 due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Who is the primary mascot of McDonald's?
Ronald McDonald?
No more American clown burgers.
And also a clown running
I went to the McDonald's in Moscow.
Really?
Okay. I did when I was in high school, yeah.
You went to Moscow in high school?
Yeah, all my girlfriends went to South Padre Island, and I went with my Latin club to London, Paris, Moscow, and St. Petersburg or Leningrad, whatever it's
called. Oh, the Latin club knows how to party. That's what I've heard.
I swear to God. That's what I did.
That checks out.
Well, we met up with a bunch of other nerds who did partay. People got sick off Heinekens.
Let's go.
Tied at one question. Wow, that's a new nugget.
It's nice you can still learn things about each other after all these years.
I know, right?
Tied at one question number two. The makers of Stranger Things are developing a new show about residents of a retirement home battling an otherworldly evil. Which decade is Stranger Things set in?
The 80s.
Tied at two. Counting Crows drummer Ben Mai is 54 this weekend. In one of their songs, Big Yellow Taxi, they sing the lyric, they pay paradise and they put up blank.
A parking lot.
3-2. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are two of the most popular celebrities pictured when people read a romance novel. Pitt and Jolie were, of course, married, but can you name the Sling Blade actor Jolie was married to before that?
Billy Bob Thornton.
4-2, question number five. Will Smith finally enters the Matrix in his new video for the song Beautiful Scars. Will notoriously turn down the part of Neo in the Matrix in order to star in Wild Wild West. What is the name of the agent in the Matrix who protects it?
Morpheus?
No, Agent Smith.
Mr. Anderson.
Oh, right.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
Whee! Good job.
Even in a different state.
Fun.
Yeah. You did good. Well, you have a great day at school today, Alyssa, with those middle schoolers, okay?
Thank you.
Do you want to shout out with school? No.
I'm going to keep it a secret.
Don't let anyone out of walking the mile. Rule with an iron fist.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Alyssa, and I can't be Kennedy.
Lol.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to our good friends Meredith and her son Maxim.
Well, hello, friends. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. They are on their way to school. Meredith, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the New York studios?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Yes, Kennedy is in New York getting ready to go to a press junket. Press junket for the new Amy Schumer vehicle.
Sound like you're in the biz.
That sounds like an interesting one.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that today is a special game for us. We're playing. We tragically just lost my sister, so just 2 nights ago, medical emergency. So we're playing for her.
Oh no!
So we're shooting for a win.
I'm sorry to hear that, Meredith. So, what is your sister's name?
Natalie, and she was the light of any place that she went to. So we're playing for her today.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. All right, well, we're thinking about Natalie. Let's get to it. It's Can't Beat Kennedy, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Are you ready?
We are.
Matthew Lillard is coming back for Scream 7. His character, Stu, was one of the killers in the original.
Spoiler alert.
And he died.
Spoiler alert.
Did he? Matthew Lillard is also known for playing which classic Scooby-Doo character?
I'm going to say Fred.
Question number 2. Gisele Bündchen showed off her baby bump in a video about happiness. What was Gisele's relationship with the father of her baby before it became romantic?
Wait, can you repeat that one?
Yeah, Gisele Bündchen. What was her relationship with the father of her baby before it became romantic?
Before it became romantic?
Yes, they knew each other beforehand, before they started dating. You're not going to guess. If you don't.
I don't know that one.
All right.
Wait, the Scooby-Doo one. Max, what's the...
You can't go backwards.
We've moved on, Meredith. Yeah. We've moved on. Question number 3. Okay.
I was like Freddie Prinze Jr., but Shaggy. Okay. Go ahead.
Hey, which movie is this Chevy Chase line from? Take a listen.
Can I ask you something?
Sure thing. Shoot, Timmy.
Danny, I gotta go to college. I gotta.
Danny, this isn't Russia. Is this Russia? This isn't Russia.
It's just that my dad, he can't afford it. I haven't even told him about the scholarship I didn't get. I'm gonna end up working in a lumber yard the rest of my life.
What's wrong with lumber? I own 2 lumber yards.
I notice you don't spend too much time there.
Not sure where they are.
Name the movie.
It's so good.
You wanna try, Max?
All right, question number 4. Amy Schumer tried Ozempic 3 years ago. Even though she lost 30 pounds quickly, it made her super sick, and she ended up bedridden, vomiting, and exhausted. Ozempic was originally approved by the FDA for the treatment of which disease?
Diabetes.
Question number 5. Harry Styles turns 31 this weekend. Which of these 3 ladies are not one of Harry's ex-girlfriends? Taylor Swift, Florence Pugh, or Kendall Jenner? Which one is not?
What was the second one you said?
Taylor Swift, Florence Pugh, or Kendall Jenner. Which one is not?
The second one.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
Meredith and Maxim got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, friends.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Not bad.
Matthew Lillard is coming back for Scream 7. His character, Stu, was one of the killers in the original, and he died.
Spoiler alert.
Or did he? Matthew Lillard is also known for playing which classic Scooby-Doo character?
Shaggy.
1-0. Gisele Bündchen shows off her baby bump in a video about happiness. What was Gisele's relationship with the father before it became romantic?
He was her jiu-jitsu instructor.
Tom Brady's punching the air right now.
I thought you... 2-0.
Question number 3. Kennedy, which movie is this Chevy Chase line from? Take a listen.
Can I ask you something?
Sure thing. Shoot, Timmy.
Danny. I gotta go to college. I gotta.
Danny, this isn't Russia. Is this Russia? This isn't Russia.
It's just that my dad, he can't afford it. I haven't even told him about the scholarship I didn't get. I'm gonna end up working in a lumber yard the rest of my life.
What's wrong with lumber? I own 2 lumber yards.
I notice you don't spend too much time there.
Not sure where they are.
They are. The world needs ditch diggers too. That's Caddyshack.
3-0. Caddyshack is correct. Amy Schumer tried Ozempic 3 years ago. Even though she lost 30 pounds quickly, it made her super sick, and she ended up bedridden, vomiting, and exhausted. Ozempic was originally approved by the FDA for the treatment of which disease?
Diabetes.
4-1. Question number 5. Harry Styles, turning 31 this weekend. Which of these 3 ladies are not one of his exes? Taylor Swift, Florence Pugh, Kendall Jenner.
Kendall Jenner?
No, he dated
Taylor
her.
Swift?
It was Florence Pugh, actually.
Florence Pugh?
Good
you
guess,
got it.
Kennedy.
I'll get there.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Meredith and Maxim, unfortunately, don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning.
Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. We are Meredith and Maxim from Leominster. We can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop.
Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our wonderful friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Those cars run forever.
Mm-hmm.
They really, you just buy one of those and you'll be done for the rest of your life.
Great in the snow.
All right, Kennedy, say good morning to, hold on, don't have my notes in front of me, I apologize. Melissa's from Carver.
Cava.
Hi.
Good morning.
Melissa's got the day off, so she's doing adulting things like getting her oil changed.
Oh, I need to do that too.
Good times.
And I love it when you go to the oil change place. It's always fast.
Yeah. And I just put it off like an idiot.
Right. And then
you
they
always
come
need differential fluid. Why is it always differential
fluid?
They're
going to upsell you an air filter for sure.
Say no to everything. Hey, listen.
No, big no. I learned my lesson.
No. I know you're getting an oil change, ma'am, but you also need 4 new tires and your steering wheel is bad.
They try it.
You need a new flux capacitor in this thing.
All right. Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, Charlie.
5 trivia questions. It's all pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the $100. If you tie Kennedy, as you know, that is a loss for you. Kennedy can no longer hear anything that is happening. Question number one. David Beckham posted a thirst trap of him in a very tight boxer brief to promote the clothing brand that he's partnered with. Which Spice Girl is he married to?
Posh Spice. Victoria Beckham.
If I were David Beckham, I would be half naked 24/7.
I wouldn't even own clothes.
I would never wear a shirt.
Yeah. The world is lucky I don't have abs. I'd be insufferable.
Sam Hunt won't face charges for driving without an interlock device. He got pulled over near Nashville for speeding last week, and when the cops ran his info, it said he was supposed to have a breathalyzer in his car.
Whoops.
What is the name of Sam Hunt's biggest song?
Oh, man. I don't know country that well. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Body Like a Back Road, I think he said.
Question
pretty
number
sure
three. Baseball legend Jackie Robinson was born today in 1919. He was the first black ball player to break the color barrier in professional baseball. His number is retired in every ballpark in the country and was also the name of a movie about his life that starred the late Chadwick Boseman. What number is it?
I think he was 42.
Question number four. Justin Timberlake, celebrating his 44th today, finished the opening lyric to this song, Can't Stop the Feeling.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when...
I'm in my zone, cause I got that sunshine in my pocket.
Question number five. The third and final season of Squid Game is coming in June. How many players compete in Squid Game?
It is... Crap. I think it was 456 of them?
What was the number?
No. So, I don't know. I didn't see that one either.
You didn't see it, but you just rattled off a number that was the answer?
My son's always, always calling out these stupid Squid Games, so that's one of the numbers I recognize.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio. Things that make you go, Things that make you go, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Melissa got 4 out of 5, Dan?
Allegedly.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Your face.
My face right now.
Your face.
Not your face. All right, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
David Beckham posted a thirst trap of him in very tight boxer briefs to promote the clothing brand that he's partnered with. It's Boss, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Which Spice Girl is he married to?
Posh Spice. Victoria Beckham.
I like that brand right up until I look at the price tag and I'm like, well, put that back.
Mm-hmm. But it'll make you look like David Beckham.
It's going to take a lot more money than that. Tied to one, question number two. Sam Hunt won't face charges for driving without an interlock device. Apparently got pulled over in Nashville for speeding last week, and when the cops ran his info, it said he was supposed to have a breathalyzer in his car. What is the name of his biggest hit, Kennedy?
Body Like a Back Road.
Why do you say it's so sad?
Because it's not my favorite song.
Tied to two. Question number three. Baseball legend Jackie Robinson was born today in 1919. He was the first black ball player to break the color barrier in professional baseball. His number is retired in every ballpark in the country and was also the name of a movie about his life starring the late Chadwick Boseman. Name the move, or what number is it?
It's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 13 or 31. 31? That's not right.
42. 3-2 for Melissa. Question number four. Timberlake turning 44 today. Finish the opening lyric to this one, Kennedy.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when...
We're flying up, no ceiling. When we're...
Yeah.
No ceiling. When we're in our zone? That's not right.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
Hold that one out.
Tied at 3, going to the final question, which Melissa maybe got right. I don't know. I still don't know if she got
it. I don't know.
I don't know.
Hey, without ever seeing it, that's insane.
Is there anybody else with you in the car?
I don't watch that crap. My kids watch it, but I don't watch it.
Is there anybody in the car with you?
My older son, yeah.
Oh, what's his name?
Brian.
Hey, Brian. All right. Here we go, Kennedy. The third and final season of Squid Game is coming in June. How many players compete in the Squid Game?
456.
That is correct.
Did you recently just watch Squid Game?
I just started watching season 2, yes.
Yeah. What do you think so far, Kennedy?
I can only watch so much, man. I can only watch so many people, you know, I can only watch so much, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a new show on TV that I would like to recommend for you to check out. It's called The Simpsons. It's very funny.
It's what brings me joy every day, Carson.
And most people don't die.
There's that.
So we end up in a 4-4 tie. Unfortunately, with the tie, Melissa, you don't get the cash. But thank you, thank you, thank you for calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Melissa from Carver, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Bye, Brian.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Brian's a chatty patty.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.